Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Nikki Blonsky, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Taylor and Eminem versus Trump, Corey's cat fiasco, and how I got this scab on my arm. Obviously, you know you can listen to Psychobabble, but why don't you come see our pretty faces and watch select episodes of Psychobabble for free? Just go to fullscreen.com or download the Fullscreen app. You can watch full free episodes and check out free episodes of a bunch of Fullscreen originals, like our friend Grace Helbig with Not Too Deep, Shane Dawson's Shane and Friends, or Suck Less with Willem. Try before you buy.
Tyler.
Good day to
you. Do you have a scab on your elbow?
I do.
I just...
Were you saving that? Sometimes before
no,
we start...
No, I literally... Don't you pick it.
You want to pick it?
No.
You want to take a little nibble?
No. Big no. Bite.
Big
only
bite.
Big bites.
Big
only.
Bite for a big boy or my big scab?
What did you do?
I feel like it was a rug burn.
Oh.
I think I was scooting, if you will. You know when a dog poops but rubs its butthole on the carpet?
More than just dogs do that. All animals.
Well, I did too. Well, not with the poop part, but
why
I was.
Did you say that like Pennywise?
I did too. I think I was scuttling.
A
scuttlebutt in mid Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yes. Yeah.
And you were scooching your butt, but resting your elbows on the carpet?
I think I was,
looks like quite the rug burn scab.
I don't know if it was rug per se. It was a fabric. Fabergé, yeah. Even.
Fabric
maybe.
Of our lives.
It
perhaps.
Was a fabric of our lives. I was, elbows down, scuttling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a little bit of leaning back.
Yeah. And what, were you stretching?
It was a nice stretch for the boy.
Let's hear it for the boy.
Do you have any scabs today?
I was in Hawaii, and we got bit by a lot of what I assume were mosquitoes.
Skeeters.
But they left big red, skeeter-sized welts.
Do you prepare for that? Do you eat bananas?
Is that supposed to keep them at bay?
I don't know if it keeps them at bay or keeps them...
Or brings them.
Brings
the
bay.
Boys to the yard.
I don't know if it brings the boys to the yard or keeps the skeeters at bay.
Does it bring the skeetos to the yard?
Skeeters. Okay. So how was Hawaii?
It was great.
Cool.
I went to Hawaii.
Where
for
did you go
birthday.
For?
We went to Maui.
Whose birthday was it? I feel like I was getting mixed messages. Is it 7 people's birthday?
There were 900 birthdays. Like
that's what I'm saying.
However long ago it was when we recorded this.
This is why I don't do birthdays.
There were literally
it's
like
we get it.
930th birthdays in a row for me and my friends in San Francisco. And I thought, I get it. You all want a birthday and you all want to celebrate it.
That's you.
I never want to celebrate
What'd
my birthday.
What'd you do for your 30th birthday?
The Big Brother thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got lost.
Yeah.
Next time I do a Survivor thing, will you come?
Nope. I would come, but I want to help behind the scenes.
Really?
I don't want to participate. I don't want to compete.
Because I'm going to need,
I don't have the emotional... I have the physical energy to compete, but I don't have the emotional energy to scheme.
Wow.
I don't.
Since you're just too old.
I really do think that.
What are you going to do for your 30th?
Come back from the dead.
I.
So who knows what will happen between now and then.
Speaking of now and then,
I would.
What do you think Rosie O'Donnell's
Rosie O'Donnell
up to?
Is? I know.
Speaking
what
of
she's
your aunt.
To.
Speaking of your birthday,
what?
She has the birthday either the day or
that's
after
true.
Yours.
Rosie O'Donnell's birthday. You know this. Everyone knows this. This is common knowledge. Yeah. 2 days before my birthday.
Two
two whole days. Rosie O'Donnell right now, I saw she made a video for Kathy Griffin.
In support of her?
And she said, hey, Kathy, we're just rooting for you. She was with three other people.
I like that.
And Kathy quote tweeted it and said, this is what real friends are like.
Wow.
I said, wow, what a powerful Twitter moment.
I should try tweeting that at Kathy and see if she likes me.
You should do random nice tweets to
celebrities,
because I did that to Sally Field. I said, I hope you're just having a great day. She replied, what a nice surprise. Thank you, Tyler. So that you could do that too.
Right now I really only do it for Sarah. She has you muted.
You know, yes, you should. Yeah. I'm thinking more random.
People like bully her on Twitter.
I feel like I'm ready to to make another prediction about that dumb show you watch.
Yeah, oh, actually.
Because everyone keeps tweeting me that I correctly predicted that that hospital would burn down.
It didn't burn down.
The whole thing.
But it was a good excuse to update, make over the set.
So let me tell you, oh, that's actually smart.
So then they redid the whole Shonda.
Yeah.
Well, she's leaving ABC and she's going to Netflix, remember?
Is she completely leaving ABC?
Yeah, she signed like a deal to only write like original content for Netflix now.
Yeah, but her shows are going to continue on ABC.
I mean, she's definitely still getting paid. She like turned over showrunner to this other woman.
So here's what's coming up on Grey's Anatomy.
You're talking season 14 finale.
Oh my God. Okay.
Lots of things have happened.
I think a satellite will fall from space onto the hospital.
I actually love where this is going.
It will fall onto the hospital carrying messages from another government.
You've lost us. They're never going to go sci-fi. I'm crazy.
No. There's not aliens. I'm just saying there's some type of government issue now. And the feds are coming to Grey's Anatomy.
Well.
Secret agents.
Wow.
Cryptic things.
Who knows what kind of love triangles
that'll bring. The government. Yes.
Laws.
Gavels. Powdered wigs.
What do you think the laws of the land are?
The laws of the land are simple.
Mm, tell me. So what do you think of the new Pink album?
It's good. I'm surprised it's good. Did you see it sold 400,000 copies?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was more than 400,000, but 390...
Of true sales?
True sales.
No.
But...
That's the biggest.
It's the biggest debut of a female this year.
Yeah.
Bigger than any male?
Katie. No, probably not. Maybe.
First, I was afraid. I was petrified. But then I listened to the album and it's pretty good. I like it. There's a song that has a choir moment in
really?
It.
Really?
And I sent it to
I
this.
I think I made it.
I've got this boy I hooked up with once and we just text each other.
About music?
Songs that have choral or gospel moments in them.
Wow.
So we don't even try to hook up anymore.
A lot of future friends.
I sent him the future friends remix. And 3 days later, he replied, I can't stop listening.
Wow.
I said, wow, we've got a connection.
Did you guys, like, on your first date, did you watch Sister Act 2 or something?
Who said we had a date? Who said we had a date?
Penetration's a date.
I thought you were going to say pentatonics, but.
At your age.
At these days.
Yeah. The kids these days nowadays.
I was the satellite to his Grey's Anatomy hospital.
I bet you were.
Just crashed right in.
I bet you did. How was your homecoming visit?
Good.
Anything eventful happen?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys.
I saw you met Zeke the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, but okay. So for people that don't know, Michigan State has a lot of traditions. One of them is Zeke the Wonder Dog. It's a dog. What kind of dog would you say?
It changes every time it dies and they get a new one.
Right. So this new dog.
I don't know. Was it a lab? Was it a golden retriever?
I walked up to Zeke. And so Zeke's supposed to be
wearing
this hyper.
Boots?
Zeke was not in boots. No. There's Zeke. Zeke is known for catching frisbees.
He's a good frisbee
dog. Frisbee dog.
You can throw like a 100-yard frisbee in that dog.
Very.
Snag. I have seen
very
Zeke
Brody
drop,
Smith.
I have seen Zeke drop the frisbee.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
Fumble.
Stop. The new Zeke, lazy-eyed. Just
Wall-eyed?
Droopy. No. Just,
heavy lids?
No, just look tired. I said, it's game day.
Wake up, dog.
It was just, it didn't have a lazy eye. It was just lazy-eyed.
It was sleepy-eyed. I think you mean sleepy-eyed.
Sleepy. It didn't have sleepies in its eye.
What's it?
Don't you hate when people call them sleepies?
Eye boogers?
Hate it. They are eye boogers.
Or that crusty crust.
Not the crusty crust. No. No. So Zeke just seemed tired. And I said to whoever was holding it in a leash.
Zeke's wrangler.
I said, so is he gonna...
wake up, little Susie?
Is he gonna wake up his lazy Susie? Lazy.
The house we stayed at in Hawaii had 900 lazy Susans. And I thought...
Do we call it Lazy Susie or Lazy Susan?
Susan.
Suzanne.
Which was confusing because we had a friend Suzanne, named
Suzanne who's lazy.
Who was there
is
in
she
Hawaii.
Lazy?
No. She
Lazy Suzanne.
She came from like...
Suzanne is not her real name. That's like Andrea or Margaret. Just fake names.
Wow. I'm shook.
Sorry, what was that?
Wow. Suzanne had flown all the way from Chicago, had a layover, and then made it to Hawaii. And her flight was like 900 times late.
That's a cool story. So I'm really glad I waited for that one.
When she got to Hawaii, she was very tired and exhausted. And she had like a drink and was zonked out because it was like midnight where she was from in Chicago. Anyways, she was trying to go to bed and there was a stray cat that kept coming to the house and we kept feeding it. And she literally stepped on the cat.
No.
Going into the house because it was laying right in front of the screen
door. How much of bone crunch?
Was mostly it's like leg. And the cat made a big yelp. And they go, Suze, you're stepping on the cat. And she goes, there's a cat. And it's still underneath her foot. Because it was like 4 in the morning where she was from. And she was just that out of it.
Mm. Do they have pita in Hawaii?
Pita.
Pita bread.
I think they do.
Oh, okay, great.
Why?
I was asking about pita. P-E-T-A.
Pita. Who's that?
They help cats.
Why'd you call it pita bread?
Because you said pita, and the joke continued.
Well, that cat lived. We found out the cat's name was Nikki. I hate that.
Remember when Nikki beat up that girl? Nicki Minaj beat up that girl in seventh grade at a slumber party?
When you said that, I thought about that time Nikki Blonsky got in a fight with Rihanna at an airport.
What? Did that happen?
I think so.
Wait, explain.
They were fighting over a seat. Someone
Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray.
Yeah, Nikki Blonsky.
No.
Got in a fight with Nicki Minaj, I think.
Nikki Blonsky.
No, maybe not. No, Rihanna. That'd
how do you spell Nikki
many.
Blonsky? I got it.
Blondie.
Did you see she wished everyone a happy Halloween?
That's not true.
She did.
Oh, no, I lied. So, Nikki Blonsky got
that's
in a fight
good...
at an airport with one of the girls who was on America's Next Top Model.
I'm bored of that. Oh. So Nikki Blonsky, if you don't follow her on Twitter, do you follow her on Twitter? Or did you follow her on Twitter? Are you familiar with her?
I see on Tumblr the time where she like tweets like, hey Drake, it's me, Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray. Love the new album. I don't think that's really her.
It's a verified account.
No. You know you can like go into Twitter and like make it look like anybody tweeted anything, right? How to fake a tweet. You can do that.
Hold on.
I'm not holding.
So
tell me more.
In 2013, she tweeted to Lady Gaga, hi, I'm Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. Just want to tell you I love you and your music and all you stand for. Then.
But did you go to Nikki Blonsky's actual Twitter and Google this? Or you just Googled?
I am on her Twitter.
And you did advanced search?
Yes.
Oh, okay, now I believe it.
She tweeted Manila Luzon.
Manila?
Yes. I adore you. You were one of my fave on that seasons. Any shows in New York City soon? P.S. This is Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray.
Well,
then she tweeted.
In like 4 years, that's going to be you being like, hey, it's Tyler from The Amazing Race.
She tweeted RuPaul. Hey, it's Nikki from the movie Hairspray. Hey, she really did a remix on this one. Hey, it's Nikki from Hairspray, the movie. Watching you live on Bravo.
He's live?
It was in 2012.
Did you look up the new...
In 2012, to Demi Lovato. Hey, it's Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. I have a big Q for you. It would be helpful for me to talk to you.
A big Q?
Question.
Oh, she has
Daily
a question?
Double. She has a big Q for...
Oh, my God.
I wonder if she ever got to ask Demi that question
Probably not.
Should I follow up?
I saw Demi tweeting that she was doing her, like, dream collab. Who do you think that was with?
Miranda Sings. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Did you see?
Colleen and I were hanging out. Did you see how she had the Spirit Holiday or Party City or something made a costume of Miranda Sings?
I saw on, like, one of them made it. They called it, like, Singing Girl.
It's called Child She's, or Girl She Sings or Child She Sings. And she was telling me the story of it. And she goes, what does that even mean? I'm like, and I said,
Child She Sings.
I was saying that it was probably, like, imagine a boardroom of, yeah, like, all the adults. And they were going over all the new costumes for the year, and they're saying, and they said, what is this one? I don't get it. And she goes, and somebody in the room goes, it's a child, she sings. And like some assistant wrote it down as Child She Sings. Look at her.
Does she get royalties? Can she sue?
She sued or something. She cease and desist and they took it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, that's how you know you made it. Doesn't she sell
the pants and stuff herself?
Yes. Child She Sings.
Maybe?
Child She Sings. Or do you think the person was saying, was calling the person who asked the question, child, comma, she sings.
Yeah. Girl, she sings.
Child, she sings. Child, she sings.
Yeah. Maybe it was meant to be like a children's costume. Do they make it in adult sizes?
I don't know. We filmed
Can
together.
Can you imagine me?
When does this episode come out?
A few weeks from now.
Okay, well then, by the time this comes out, the video I've made with Miranda will have come out. It's me as Pennywise, or maybe it won't come out. Who knows? Me as Pennywise and Miranda Sings, and she kept calling me Nickelback.
Wait, was it when you were in your full clown?
Yeah.
Full clown?
Yeah.
Did you drive away in that full clown?
Yes, I was driving through West Hollywood with my big bulbous head. Strangers and passersby were thinking,
are you being serious?
Yes.
Did you get to keep the costume?
And then I opened the door and Colleen screamed. So it was just a collab between Nickelback and Child She Sings. Just an iconic duo.
Imagine if I got that Child She Sings costume and I wore it to like a gay circuit party for Halloween.
No.
In San Francisco. No.
And you're beep boop bopping.
And I'm just like, Girl, She Sings with bright red
lips. Child, she beep boop womps.
I told you I had to tweet because whenever Haters Backs Off comes out with a new season, everyone's trying to tweet at her friend Corey, who I've never met.
I know, instead of him. I know. Hey, Cher, it's Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. You are my idol and inspiration. Thank you for all you've taught me.
Wow.
Now, guess which words of that sentence are capsed?
Almost all.
Idol, guess. Inspiration, you R.
Did it just you and the R, very Kesha, you are?
John Stamos. Hey, it's Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. How are you,
handsome? Are you sure you're really on her Twitter?
Bitch.
What did you Google? What was the
I searched from Nikki Blonsky, quote from the movie Hairspray. Jordan Sparks. Hey, girl, it's Nikki from the movie Hairspray. Long time no see. How are you? Miss ya. Hope all is well.
When did she see Jordan Sparks?
Well, this is 2013, so sometime prior.
I mean, if Nikki Blonsky would just write a book.
Oh, my God.
I would read
it. In 2014. Lena Dunham. Hey, Nikki Blonsky here from the movie Hairspray. Just wanted to say love and support you. It's your girl from NYC.
Does it really say it's your girl
from NYC? Dylan O'Brien. It's Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray with a picture.
Of her at a baseball game?
Yeah. I love your work. I hear you're a Mets fan. Me too. If you come to New York, I have ticks.
I can't believe. With an X?
Hell yeah. And have without an A. Nikki Blonsky, where is she?
I can't believe this is the Nikki Blonsky Queens edition.
Well, somebody's got to do it, and Shane Dawson won't. So, bitch, here we are.
We should get Nikki on the podcast.
And Shane. We should get them
Does
to
he
both
know her?
Do an identical twin makeup something in...
And then what?
And have them both on. Him as Nikki Blonsky?
Halloween's
What's
coming
Shane up
gone.
To?
I don't know.
Same.
Did you look at the RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars cast?
Yes, I watched the reveal.
Did you?
Because I got home from something and I was waiting for my Pizza House pizzeria to deliver. I got a personal pan.
That sounds like you.
But if you think about it, any size can be personal.
Yeah. It's just whatever your personal.
It's whatever you dream. I was waiting for my pizza to deliver, so I watched the Ruse reveals.
And?
I'm rooting for. Well, let me look at the cast again.
I can tell you.
Okay. Chi-Chi Devane.
Oh, same.
Ooh, this is great.
There
this
they
is wonderful.
Are.
I am rooting for, I like a Shangela moment. I think she's really going to show more. And she's a working girl. She's been working since all of her seasons. Out of all these girls, I think Shangela's been hard at work. Trixie's been hard at work. I'm rooting for, I loved Kennedy during her season.
Yeah.
I don't know if Milk is going to give me what I, like, is going to wow me as much as other people will.
Yeah. I mean, I think they brought Milk back because everyone thinks he's hot.
And that's the that on that.
And that's the that on that.
I'm ready to see more Thorgy. I'm ready to see more Chi-Chi. I'm ready to see more Kennedy Davenport. When Kennedy came off the stage, who was she lip-syncing again?
When she lost?
No, when she won.
Oh, she sent Katya. Well,
she
lip-synced a few times in her season.
Yeah.
But she beat Katya, and they did Roar by Katy Perry.
Yes, that was the time when she came off the stage.
Oh,
and came
yeah, up, yeah. And she like jumped off the stage into a split.
So who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for Chi-Chi and Kennedy are my two absolute favorites.
So, okay, so first, who do we want to see to succeed? You say Chi-Chi and
Chi-Chi.
Kennedy.
I loved Chi-Chi on her first season.
I want to see Thorgy succeed, Chi-Chi, Kennedy, Shangela succeed. Who do you think will succeed?
I know this is a controversial... No. Okay. I know this is a controversial statement, but I just was never really here for Trixie, and I probably still am not.
I think Trixie is one of the most improved.
If she want... Like, I'm... Here's the thing, though. I'm giving her a chance. I want her to, like, impress me more in this All-Stars and, like, prove that she deserves to be there.
Sure.
But I just didn't like her at all the first time she was there.
I'm not a super fan of the personality of Ben De La Creme's character. Like, the...
Betty Boop.
Like, happy, go, like, what is it, like?
It's like Betty Boop.
It's just super enthusiastically happy. I'm just like, that to me is not what I look for in a drag queen. I want clever, I want kooky, I want weird, I want, you know. I don't quite get Aja coming back so soon.
Well, they needed somebody, and they were, like, going to give it two seasons, which is great. But I'm like, what you should have done was given it two normal seasons, I think.
Yeah.
There's only 9 people.
I just don't... Oh, they're going to reveal one more. I heard... Who it's going to be.
2 options. Oh, doing one more?
I heard it's going to be one more, and it's going to be BB.
Yeah. I'm like, if they haven't shown it, then it's definitely BB.
I heard...
Did they say on the show there was going to be one more?
No. Well, at the end, Rue was like, 9 people. Well, maybe there might be more.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
So then it's definitely BB. Because the other option I heard was it was maybe Darian Lake, and like, why would they wait to surprise people with Darian Lake?
I don't know if I'm going to be impressed by Morgan McMichaels. I want to be, but I see her all the time in LA. So
really?
Maybe I just, yeah.
I want Morgan to have the Tatiana.
What I would love.
Tati had.
I was not expecting Tatiana to really fucking shine, and she fucking delivered and was like a star of All-Stars 2. So I would love that for Morgan McMichaels. I think that can happen with Ben De La Creme. I think it could happen with Thorgy.
Here's the one thing I will say.
I want to see Chi-Chi fucking go off because Chi-Chi in her season didn't have budget and she says she's got budget now.
I would love
Oh my God, and the revealed when Chi-Chi's sister or whoever that was that Chi-Chi was with called Paprika. I screamed.
I don't know. I didn't watch the reveal.
Oh.
What did they do in
They were going to all their like hometowns and seeing what they've been up to since.
Really?
And stuff. It was a good episode. And
it's on my DVR.
They were in Chi-Chi's kitchen and they were cooking something and her sister or somebody was like, I got cinnamon, thyme, coriander, paprika. And Chi-Chi goes, not paprika. And
were they in drag or not?
No. Paprika.
Wow. I think you're the only one who loved that.
You watch it and you'll love it. Trust me. Anyway.
I just love it. Paul, love it.
Hey, Nikki.
Chicken Tetrazzini.
It's Nikki. No.
Did you
see Reba McEntire's brand deal?
No. Please, I'm waiting for you to talk about this.
Well, she tweeted, it looked like a Black Mirror episode. She was like, hey, everyone, it's Reba McEntire, and I'm so excited to announce I'm partnering with, and as it gets closer to the end, it like starts...
Yeah.
And then it cuts off.
Latisse.
And I thought, what the hell? Like,
Who was she partnering with?
It was just, well, watch the promo.
Oh my God.
And then you're going to think, wow, this is going to be something cool. And then it was just some boot brand.
Boots?
Boots.
Uggs?
Boots.
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 There was a girl on Flavor of Love named Boots.
Did you see with a Z? Goldie graduated from college?
No. From?
Yes.
How did you see that?
I don't know. She did, though.
Are you following her on Twitter?
No, somebody I follow posted, like, images of her graduation, and her cap said, like, something about flavor didn't pick me, but education did or something.
Are you sure you weren't watching old episodes of Charm School?
I may have been high out of my mind.
Watching Charm School with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Flame didn't choose me, so I chose myself. Yes, bitch.
I love that.
I love it.
That's Goldie?
Was that Goldie? I think.
I don't think that's Goldie. I think Goldie. It
was somebody with a one name name.
Could they all had one name names? Pumpkin? New York? That's a two name name.
Goldie.
All right.
Yes, I believe that is Goldie.
Well, I mean, it's been 10 years.
I love education. Different.
Yeah.
Do you think she learned more from whatever school that was or from Charm School?
Charm School.
Same.
Yeah. Monique was like.
And she probably got paid. At least a per diem.
I looked it up the other day. They got, the first winner of Charm School got $50,000.
Fuck, who won?
Safari.
Not Safari.
The one who was like, do you want some lip chap? After she like punched a girl.
No, I don't remember that.
It's iconic. I'll send you the YouTube video.
I don't recall.
Do you think Taylor Swift really drags Trump on her new album?
I don't. If she did, it's too little too late, but I'll accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
And I hope that it's a new moment for her career to be politically active.
You know, she's been doing the like private listening sessions that she does with all of her albums and like invites people to sit in her.
Do you think she does it?
I mean, if somebody said she did it, now that people have been listening to the album, I believe it.
I bet you anything, it's the most vague, we build bridges, not walls.
That's a Fifth Harmony. Yeah,
I know, but like that's as vague as she'll probably be. And people will be like, wow, she really went in on Donald.
The Don. Donnie.
What else would, I mean, she's not going to call him up by name.
Well, I saw people like commenting being like, too little, too late. And then I saw people being like, you can't have it both ways. And
I can have it both ways. I don't.
But this is just like, I mean, her saying something a year later is just like what she did with the whole Kim and Kanye thing. She waited a year, so it makes sense to me if she's.
Of course she waited for when her album's coming out.
Waiting a year to like make statements.
She's boring. I'm bored.
Did you see?
Though her music videos are on point this era, I will say.
She's only made one.
Did you see the preview for the second one?
What video?
Let the Games Begin. Or whatever. Are you ready?
She's doing a video?
Yeah, the video looked good. I haven't seen the full thing, but the snippet looked incredible.
I guess.
So she got, I mean, of course it looks incredible. She's got budget. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She has infinite budget. Speaking of Fifth Harmony, I saw that they said Normani signed like an individual contract.
I'm sure they all have individual writing contracts. Interesting. I bet somebody made it to be a bigger deal than it was.
It was Billboard.
It's not like her going
solo. I didn't know if it was
something.
Just like, no, yeah. I was like, I wondered if it was just like an individual management
Look,
deal.
That, they're, I think they all have different managers.
Interesting.
I think. Somebody was telling me that. Did you see Kacey Musgraves?
Got married?
Yeah. I didn't see that, but I
see
that in your notes.
My roommate loves Kacey. Mm,
well, you know what happened
to her. Her husband's hot, too. Look at him.
Is he?
Look.
In a green,
tall, bearded man.
Tux?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
You would never. You would. You love a garish tux.
So speaking of Taylor Swift going in on Trump, why is everybody giving Eminem?
I mean,
yeah, sure, Eminem went in.
Did you watch his rap thing?
I didn't even watch it. I didn't watch it.
But I liked what
Dylan Maron said.
Yeah, did you see that? Let me click.
Oh, here it is. To all the people celebrating Eminem, just remember that he signed the permission slip for a whole generation of boys to hate queer people.
I completely
100%.
Agree.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like.
And not just hate queer people, but like to normalize aggression toward women.
Yeah. Even like, in the new like Pink song that he's on.
Oh my God. I listened to it
and he started was like saying slut. And I was like, next.
The song sounded good until Eminem came in. And I was like, oh, is Eminem going to give me like a. Fun, quirky type of verse.
Like a Nicki Minaj fun verse?
Because it felt, the song is like quirky and fun and like playful. Yeah.
Well, then I looked at her last album and she had a collab with him on her last album. I didn't realize they were friends.
They're just products of a 2001 moment.
Actually, truly. No, but I liked what Dylan said. So then I looked up because I told one of our friends in San Francisco and they're like, well, that was so long ago, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I think he had a song come out 2 years ago that he again, like, referenced.
Called somebody a faggot and literally. Said, I'm going to crash your skull or something.
Literally.
Me.
And then defended it with being like, that's just locker room rap talk.
Okay.
Well, and I thought, I guess Eminem's over.
I think Eminem is not over. He's rich. Though Eminem's daughter came to my my speaking event in Michigan.
No.
Yes.
When?
To my career. I did a career talk about going into communications.
Like a week ago?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I saw people tweeting.
Does she go to Michigan State?
She goes to Michigan State. She lives above Hopcat, apparently, with... Oh, if she's listening, like... I'm sorry, but, you know, this is rumor. You might not even live above Hopcat. Somewhere in East Lansing.
What if she is listening? Is she a fan?
If you're listening, tell your dad to be nice.
Well, maybe she's working on it.
And if you're listening, I hope you're enjoying your education.
Is it like go to Burgerama?
And if you're listening, oh, I went to Burgerama.
I saw your maybe a snap or maybe Nathan's snap. I went to Burgerama. And did you get behind the DJ booth?
Yeah, they said, you want to come say hi? And so I went up there and said, hello. And all these straight boys in jerseys looking at me like, why are you interrupting our M&M?
Yeah.
And so
you know they're still playing Sweet Caroline at that
bar. They literally were. As we were walking by Harper's one night, they were playing the Cupid Shuffle. I thought, we're not in Kansas
times
anymore,
have
my dear.
Not changed.
So I thought
you were going to say Boots with the Fur.
Oh, they did play that. They did play that. No, at Burgerama, I bought everyone around because, well,
pictures are like a dollar.
Yeah. But I went up there and all the straight boys looking at me like, can we help you? And I could see their faces all turn as soon as I mentioned free alcohol and everyone celebrated me. So it was all.
Did they, I
all
picture them
well.
Like crowd surfing you out and being like, time for you to go.
Boy, a little bit.
Little boy.
A little bit. Kind of sometimes.
Wow. Well, great. Anything else you want to mention? You've got about 60 seconds.
If you haven't watched the Gaga documentary on Netflix, I think you'll love it.
I didn't love it. Thought it was a little slow.
After I watched it, I rewatched the Katy Perry one. Katy Perry one's not as good.
Part of me?
Have you seen the Demi Lovato one yet?
I haven't watched the Demi one.
Let's watch it.
And I haven't watched the Katy one that are both on YouTube, Red.
Oh, last update. Did you get all your Generation 3 Halloween Pokemon?
No. And I've been meaning to say.
What?
This new fighting the legendary at gyms feels very isolating. Makes me feel like I don't have friends. It makes me not want
to
play.
It's supposed to get you to make friends.
I know. And it somehow does the opposite. It makes me not want
to
play anymore.
I kind of agree.
Because I think it's not
fair. I'm looking to recruit a super group of Pokemon masters.
Let's do it.
You, me, Ricky Dillon, Hannah Hart, etc.
Yeah.
We all go together. We all catch our goods.
Yeah. I'm in.
Okay.
Cool.
Great. Wonderful.
Great.
Cool. Later.
Bye. Thank you for listening, Eminem's daughter.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.